Speaking of subscribe, I'm going to go ahead and cancel that while it's on the brain.
Does it cancel it immediately or does it do
no,
the...
It goes through the month.
Okay.
I just need to cancel it before I forget.
Yeah, why are you having to sit through seminars?
Yeah, that sucks.
It's not really like that, but basically the higher-ups, I mean, this is a multi-billion dollar company, but the higher-ups, they like when the wives go to at least one, which I get. They want them to know kind of what, you know, what their husbands do, blah, blah, blah. It's boring, but it's only an hour of the whole weekend. Oh. But every night is like a different theme. Like they have a dress up night. I mean, it's fun, but it's not like we're going downtown Nashville. Like, woo, woo. Yeah, I thought about calling Lainey though. Like, hey, you want to meet up? Cause I'm about to escape.
Oh yeah. Do that.
She would love that.
Yeah.
I know we're staying from what I understand. It's the Gaylord. It's like outside of town. So I need to figure out where she's at.
Yeah. That used to be, it used to be called the Opryland Hotel. I think
it still might. One. Yeah.
It's fancy.
I thought about when he's in a meeting or something, just like meeting up with her or something.
All right. So ready for extra, extra?
Yep. We're good to go.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra, Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Riggins, I have I know it's going to be because I always get negative reactions whenever I say this, but hot take, as you kids call it.
Okay.
You know what I think is very overrated?
What?
Prime rib.
Prime rib. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And especially men freak out over prime rib.
Do they?
And I just don't. It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
But I'd much rather have a ribeye.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of bland.
Yeah.
And
I said I'd rather have a ribeye anytime than a prime rib.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It feels like very Christmas-like, like you have prime rib on Christmas, but you just don't see. I think it was probably more popular back in the day.
Really?
I think so. I feel like prime rib, like when they had a prime rib on a bar or something, like at a cutting station.
Yeah.
It just feels kind of dated.
Well, they have them. I've seen them at buffets, like at country clubs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I never liked it that much. And one, because I don't eat meat that raw, you know, is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a 52-year-old guy in Florida. His name's Mark Royer. And he was at a wedding at a country club last Saturday, waiting in line to get some prime rib.
Yeah.
Okay. So there was a guy standing in front of him. And that guy's daughter came over, and the guy let the daughter and her friend join him in line. So breaking in line in front of Mark. Well, he starts yelling at the guy.
Oh, come on.
And the guy ignored him and didn't want any trouble or anything. Yeah. So guy goes through the buffet and sits down, and then the other anger ball goes and sits or gets his food from the buffet. And while the guy with the daughter is sitting there eating, Mark comes up behind him and smashes him over the head with a plate.
What?
Oh, my God.
What?
Yes, it shattered the plate over the guy's head. So they called the police, and he was arrested and charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon.
A psycho.
Mm-hmm.
And kicked out of the country club.
Yeah, and the witness described him as the large bald man struck the slimmer man on the head with a plate. So this guy looks like a human marshmallow.
Oh, he's big, huge.
Oh.
Yeah. But who freaks out over having to wait another? It wasn't like they were going to get the last piece of the prime rib. Yeah,
it's a buffet.
Or anything. Yeah. And why would a dad not have his daughter stand there in line with him? Is the dad going to look and go, you need to get to the back of the line.
Yeah, right.
You know, you're not going through with me. You should have been up here already.
Oh, that's interesting. Cause you hate a line cutter, and these girls did cut the line.
Yeah. But
two people,
but I would think that they were all going up to the line to begin with. And then the others just stopped to talk to somebody or something. It's his family. It's not just like letting some other person in front. Hey, yeah, you get in, or somebody that just tries to sneak their way in front.
Yeah.
But even at that, I mean, that's happened to me so many times and it pisses me off because it's not good manners.
Yeah.
It's, you know, thinking you're better than everybody else and all that kind of thing. But I mean, I'm not going to hit somebody over the head with a plate for doing it at somebody's wedding.
At a wedding at a country club, but yeah. Lindsay pointed out, she's like, what kind of country club is this? She's right. I mean, what kind of shenanigans are going on at this country club?
Yeah, well, it's probably not the country club's fault. It's you know, just this one guy. I don't know which side of the family that he was on, the bride or the groom, but I mean, look at that.
Oh, yeah, he wanted his prime rib.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he looks like a thumb.
Yeah.
How would you feel if you were described as the big guy? The bald big guy.
It sounds like the Three Stooges.
Yeah.
Oh, but, gosh.
But I guess you can't call people fat anymore.
Right.
I wonder if he was just there for the food. Like he didn't know anybody in the wedding.
Wedding crasher.
Yeah. I think they would probably figure that out. Yeah. I mean, because this guy's not going to blend in. Let me tell you that.
Right. And you said there were two younger girls, right? Like, how much are they really going to eat?
Yeah.
I mean, calm down. Yeah.
I pictured it being they went to the wedding together. They're teenagers.
Yeah.
You know,
probably not going to eat anything.
So, but it, you know, she wanted to wait in line with her dad.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. What I would have done is the dad, and he started making a scene, I'd go, dude, go ahead. Because obviously we're dealing with an unhinged, crazy person. So the moment he makes some sort of weird comment, mm-hmm. I mean, it's weird when you got your daughters with you, but I would have been like, all right, you go ahead, man.
And yeah, then, please.
Yeah.
No, I would have. I would have
made a scene.
I would have confrontationed him.
Yeah.
I would have made him, you know, I'd have been at first so sarcastic with him and made him just like insult him in front of everybody there just to rip him down. And then if he wanted to get violent, I'd whip his ass. I'm about to beat your fat ass. My fat ass is about to beat your even fatter ass in front of all these people.
You confronted a line cutter recently, didn't you?
Yeah. But it was like, I know what you're doing, but go ahead.
Right.
It was at a wedding. Yeah.
Oh, and that was at a wedding, too.
Mm-hmm. But it was for the bar. It was for the bar. It wasn't just the buffet line. It was waiting at the bar. And they only had one bar at this time open. And the line was, I mean, it was long.
Was it really?
Yeah. And I had been waiting in it for a while. And she kind of did that whole thing where it's like she was talking to somebody in line and then just kind of, you know, glided her way into the front of me.
You got to be casual.
And I just said, I saw what you did, but I mean, I know what you did. Go ahead.
Was she one person in front of you?
Yeah.
She was a woman. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate someone that, so this had recently happened to me and I was almost in tears at our country club. I just went up to the bar. Hardly anyone was there. And the bartender looked at me and said, what would you like? And I started talking and the lady next to me that had been sitting there said, I've been waiting for 10 minutes. I'm going before her. Ooh. And like pointed to me. And I was like, you know, I didn't know. I didn't know you were waiting. I thought you were just eating at the bar, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You came flitting in there, batting your eyelashes. And the bartender says, what do you want? Sitting there ignoring that lady. Was she older than you, Lindsay?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, but I mean, that's what she was thinking. She was thinking, yeah, this bartender's just making a fool of himself here.
What was a lady?
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
This lesbian is making a fool of herself here. That's what she was thinking. Yeah.
Practically drooling.
Yeah.
I hate people like that. You hurt my feelings because now I feel like you think I did this on purpose. You're loud. You're annoying.
Yeah.
And
what did you say?
I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Go ahead. I thought you were just eating. I'm so sorry. Like,
that's worse than when the lady we used to work with thought you snapped your fingers at her.
Yeah.
She said, were you snapping at me?
No, I was snapping at the muse out. You know me. I'm like, you think I was snapping at you?
And she didn't like you from that point on, did she?
Nope.
She sure didn't.
Say, like, hey, you, come here.
I'll never forget. I was in the mail room at that old station and I was like jamming to the whatever song. It was like Working 9 to 5 or something by Dolly Parton. I was snapping my fingers and she said, were you just snapping at me? What?
No. I don't even know you.
What are you talking about?
Stumbling out of bed and getting in the kitchen.
Who was that? I mean, yeah. You don't have to say her name, but do you remember?
Yeah, it was the general manager's assistant, like the office manager person.
And she can't remember her name. She was so nice to everybody else.
I can't remember her name. Yeah, anyway.
I'll text it to you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she hated me. Do I look like someone that would snap in your face to get your attention?
You kind of do, yeah.
More of a clap in somebody's face.
Yeah, just, hey,
let me tell you something. Don't play with me. No, you don't.
It was one of the, oh, yeah. Yeah.
She was so nice to me, though. I don't, maybe, she was, maybe you're just a bitch.
She was pretty, opinionated, or
I didn't care for her. I'll be honest, I didn't care for that one either.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she
was pretty icy when she could be, but you know,
yeah,
you weren't clapping or snapping. Mm.
She liked me.
She was,
but then again, who doesn't? That's the thing.
True.
She's pretty catty.
She, if you were real, not, was she from the north?
I don't know.
Somewhere she seemed. Not southern.
Northern.
Be careful.
She seemed like not southern.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I don't know.
Anyway.
But yeah, you should stop snapping and stop breaking in line at the bar.
Yeah.
Hope you learned your lesson.
I did.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.